Okay, welcome everyone to the Parsha Shir. This week's Parsha is Parshas Kisavoy. Getting closer to Rosh Hashanah, so we're going to see soon a connection between the Parsha and Rosh Hashanah. But the Parsha begins with the mitzvah of Bikurim, bringing the first fruits, and there's a stroll when a farmer would grow trees. They would take the first fruits that grew and take them to the Beis HaMikdash and give it to the Kohen as a sign of thanksgiving to Hashem for the blessings of Israel and the blessings of the new fruit. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to share with you an idea about Rosh Hashanah, but before I do that, I want to just share a short idea from the Baal Shem Tov on the Parsha, partly because Thursday, is the 18th of Elul, which is the birthday of the Baal Shem Tov, also the birthday of the Baal HaTanya, first Chabad Rebbe, the author of the Tanya, and it was the marked the beginning of the whole journey of the process of the revelation of the Baal Shem Tov's teachings, and so on. So the Baal Shem Tov once said a Torah, a idea that goes like this. It's based on the first couple of psukim of the parasha, which I'll read to you, and we'll go through it with his deep explanation. So the pasuk tells us, "V'hoyo kisavoy el ha'oris," when you come to the land, "Asher Hashem elakecha noisen lecha nachla," that God has given to you, or is giving to you as inheritance, "v'yirishta v'yoshafta bo," you shall inherit it and you shall settle in the land. Then it says, "V'lakachta," you should take from the first of all the fruits, which you'll bring from that land which Hashem gave you, "v'samto batena," you will put it in the basket, and you will go to the place, "el amokoyim," place "asher yivchar Hashem elakecha," that Hashem has chosen to reveal his name there, to bring his name there. So, the Baal Shem Tov explained the pasuk in the following way. Every pasuk in the Chumash has multiple layers of meaning. It can be understood in a very simple form, which is, of course, the mitzvah of bringing the first fruits, but also can be understood in a deeper meaning. Said the Baal Shem Tov, there comes a time where a person reaches the Oretz, the land. What's Oretz? So Oretz comes from the word, in Kabbalah it says the word Oretz comes from the word rotzon, same word as Oretz. Comes the word rotzon. Rotzon means to want, to have a desire. So often, you know, we have a Yetzirah, we have a evil inclination, we have resistance from within. We're not always on full inspiration mode where we want to do what Hashem wants us to do. We struggle, we have inner struggle, and so on. But said the Baal Shem Tov, sometimes we have an awakening. You might just arrive at a mindset of Oretz, of wanting to do everything that Hashem wants us. A moment of inspiration, a moment of passion, which has not come through hard work. You haven't even worked for it. It's what Hashem is giving you. It's a present from Hashem. So it's an inspiration. It's beautiful. And we all have those moments. It could be something we witness, something we heard, something we hear about. What could just happen? A gift from Hashem. A gift from Hashem, where Hashem gives us a moment of inspiration. Says the pasuk, "V'yirishta v'yoshafta bo." You have to inherit it. You have to settle in it. The work that you have to do, sometimes Hashem gives us his moments, but the work you have to do is to internalize it, to settle it, to live in it, so it becomes something sustained and something permanent. And the pasuk continues, says the Baal Shem Tov. How do you do that? You take from the fruit of this land, you break the beginnings of this inspiration, Bereishis kol pri adama, v'samto batena, you should put it in the basket. Interesting, the word for basket normally in Hebrew is sal. Over here in the pasuk, it's tene. Tene means a basket, but it can also mean acronym for ta'amim, nekudois, and oisiyos. Ta'amim means the notations of the musical notations of the trop, of how we read the Torah. The kudus are the vowels. Aleph is the osius in the letters. In other words, the way you internalize, the way you start to live and settle in this inspiration that Hashem is giving you is to immerse yourself in learning Torah. Explore the Torah. Explore the words. Explore the vowels. Explore the teachings of Hashem. That's first thing. Second thing said the Baal Shem Tov, "V'halachta el hamokim," you shall go to the place where Hashem has chosen to reveal his name. What does that mean? Says the Baal Shem Tov like this, that when you start working at sustaining and internalizing the connection with Hashem, you should understand the following, that Hashem will take you to different places. Hashem prepares the steps of the human being. You might just land up anywhere. What you need to understand is that wherever you come, it's where Hashem has chosen for you to make his name rest there. If you arrive in a place, you might have moved somewhere for a reason, you might have gone somewhere for an outing, whatever the case is, but really why you're there is to publicize Hashem's name, to say a chapter of Tehillim, to learn a piece of Torah, to daven, to say a bracha, to learn with someone else. That's the purpose of why you've come there. And that's how we hold on to that gift that Hashem has given us. So in summary, there comes a time where Hashem just gives us a gift of inspiration. We need to inherit it and internalize it. What do? We have to learn Torah. That Torah internalizes the connection with Hashem. Then you have to realize that your mission is and your goal is that wherever you go, you then have to understand that you arrive in a place never for any other reason. It might be superficial reason. You might be there on an outing or a trip or business, whatever the case is, but really it's to do a mitzvah there, learn with someone, inspire someone else, and bring Hashem's name to reveal itself in that place. That's the way the Baal Shem Tov explained the beginning of the Pasuk. Now, later on, the Pasuk says, you come to the Beis HaMikdash, and it says, Uvasa el ha-koyin asher yihye bayomim ahem. You shall come to the Kohen that will be in those days. What does it mean, in those days? So, Farshim explained that it means you'll come to the Kohen. The Kohen of your days is the Kohen you need to go to, because you have to give the Bikurim to the Kohen. So the obvious question is, why can't it just say, you shall come and give it to the Kohen? Obviously, it's the Kohen of your time. You're not going to give it to a Kohen who lived three generations ago or is going to live in two generations from now. Obviously, it's the Kohen of your time. Now, there is an expression that the Torah uses like that in a different place, where we talk about going to seek justice or seek guidance, halachic guidance, and so on. So there in Devarim, the Pasuk says, you should go to the Kohen, asher yihyeh bayomim ahem. You have to go to the rabbi, the judge, the Kohen that will be in your days. And that's understandable because Chazal tell us, in other words, not everyone is exactly the same greatness. The rabbi you go to today is not exactly the same as Moshe Rabbeinu or Abaye Verovin, Gemara, and so on. So you always have to know Hashem gave you the guy, the legislators in your time. You go to the people in your time. That's what Hashem is. Don't say, you know, maybe I'll get a different answer if I went to someone more special. The Kohen, the judge that was given in your time, is who you're supposed to ask. When it comes to going to the Kohen, I mean, it's an obvious thing. You go to the Kohen, obviously the one that's in your day. I want to share with you something that's based on a Sorry, I love him, which I've quoted before. And it really has to do with the concept of Elul and doing tshuva and Rosh Hashanah and so on. But I want to just give a little bit of a preface, this is what it is. We find in Tanakh, the Mefarshim tell us, Chazal tell us, the Zohar, the Targum, different sources for this, that when we learn the word Hayoim, when it says the word Hayoim in the Torah, it's actually a reference to Rosh Hashanah. Even if it's not talking about Rosh Hashanah, but it's referencing Rosh Hashanah. I'll give you three examples. Just interesting. Famous pasuk in Iyov, where it says, Vayihi Ayoim, and it was on that day, and it was a story about Iyov. In the Targum Yoinusin, which was written with great Ruach HaKodesh, says, V'yoim de dino rabo. The day we're talking about is the day of judgment, meaning Rosh Hashanah. Every year, we read on the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, we need the parsha Atem, which Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Jewish people, Atem nitzavim hayom, you are standing firm today. Now Moshe Rabbeinu was talking in the middle of Shvat or Adar, before he was passing away, and he was saying, you're standing today about to go into Israel, making a covenant between you and Hashem. But the Mefarshim tell us, that's actually a reference to Rosh Hashanah, which is why we always end up reading it the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, and Hashem is giving us the blessing, that Atem nitzavim hayom, when it comes to hayom, the day of Rosh Hashanah, it will be, you'll be okay, you're standing strong before Hashem, and Hashem will have mercy upon you, and so on and so forth. So the word again, Hayoim, is about Rosh Hashanah. Thirdly, there's a famous story in Tanakh about the Isha HaShunamis, the woman from Shunem, which Elisha, the prophet, used to go to, and she was very hospitable to him. And she made a special room for him. He used to sleep there, and eat there, and learn there, and so on. Then it says, Vayihi Hayoim, it was one day when they came to Shunem, him and his attendant Gehazi, and they stayed there. And then he says to his attendant, you know, we haven't repaid this woman. We haven't really done anything for her. She's been so good to us. So please call her. And he calls her. And Elisha says to her, what can we do for you? Maybe I can talk to the king for you. And she says, no, don't worry. I don't want you to mention my name specially. And the whole dialogue is quite strange. I think it's the Zohar or one of the Mefarshim explains to us that actually that day was the day of Rosh Hashanah. That's why it says, Vayihi Hayoim. It was the day of Rosh Hashanah. And what Elisha was really trying to say, he says, do you want me to mention you specially to the king of kings, Hashem? Right? Now I was going to put in a good word for you, to which she says, no, don't worry, I just want to go with everyone else. Okay. But what we see from there is, again, this concept of Hayoim being a reference to Rosh Hashanah. So I say that because in our parsha, there are actually quite a number of psukim. We are very close to Rosh Hashanah. This Shabbos is Shabbos Slichas. There are a number of psukim that say the word Hayoim. It says, one of the psukim in this week's parsha is, Hayoim hazen hiye sola'am. This is the day you're becoming a nation. It says also, Hayoim hazeh Hashem mitzavcho. This day Hashem is commanding you to do the mitzvahs. There's a number of references where it says Hayoim. So following on from this pattern, maybe the Torah is sharing with us a message and some sort of instruction to do with how we do tshuva and how we approach the day of Hayoim, the day of Rosh Hashanah. And explains the following. He says, there are two things that make a person stuck. There are two things that make a person not be able to do tshuva properly, not be able to progress, not be able to get out of a rut that we are in maybe and connect with Hashem in a proper way. The two things are the past and the future. The past is when someone is worried about what they've did. They carry around the guilt. They can't sort of shed that feeling of anxiety, what they did, they made a mistake and never be able to fix it, and so on and so on. We get stuck in the past. Now, the past is important to learn from, as we've spoken about many times, but nevertheless, we can't get stuck in the past. When we do that, when we're worried about the past and we keep worrying about the past, we cannot do tshuva, we cannot fix, we cannot change, we cannot transform. Also, sometimes we worry about the future. You know, I'm going to change, I'm going to start taking on a new mitzvah, I'm going to improve. But I don't know if I'm able to really hold, you know, carry it through. I'm not able to sustain it. I'm too worried. So maybe I give up now. The past and the future are those two things that really stand in the way of going into the new year with a proper connection to Hashem, with proper growth, with proper resolve. So what does Hashem tell us? The way we do it is Hayoim. You've got to focus on the now. Right now, what does Hashem want you to do? Right now is a fresh moment. Every single day, we know that Hashem is mechadesh b'chol yom ton masiv reishis. Every single day is a new opportunity, a new gift. Like Rashi tells us in the Shema, asher anochi matzavcha hayom, these things that Hashem is commanding you today, says Rashi, b'chol yom, yiyu beinecho kachadoshim. Every single day, it has to be like a new Torah, a new relationship with Hashem. Yes, of course, we've got to take responsibility for the past, and yes, of course, we've got to learn from the past and a plan for the future, but really our focus is, what am I doing now? What can I do now? Forget about how bad or how what kind of failure I was yesterday. Right now, it's a fresh day. It's a fresh moment. Hayoim. That's why Hayoim is Rosh Hashanah. It's a new year. It's a new light. It's a new bracha. What am I going to do with that new bracha? How am I going to just take it, the opportunity? And that's how we have to come to Rosh Hashanah. That's the approach that we have to take. Now, we find this idea with Aaron HaKohen. You know, in Parshas Baloisman, there was a mitzvah given to Aaron HaKohen to kindle the menorah. And it says there that Vayas Aaron did whatever Hashem told him to do. That's what he did. Rashi says, what does that mean? Rashi says it's coming to praise Aaron, to say that he fulfilled everything. He didn't change. He didn't deviate from what Hashem told him to do. And the Mefarshim asked the question, what's that supposed to mean? Aaron was a tzaddik. Of course, he kept all the halachas. If Hashem gave him a manual of instructions of how to kindle the menorah, of course he didn't change. What's the chiddush? What's the praise? What's the compliment? So the Mefarshim explained a very famous idea. No, that's not what it means. Of course he kept all the halachas. But you know, when we do a mitzvah, sometimes when we do it the first time, you know, we make shechiyonah, we get all excited, it's beautiful, it's a new mitzvah. Then when we keep doing it day in and day out, we kind of lose the passion, we lose the excitement. We lose the sense of being in a fresh moment in the day, Hayoim. The praise, the compliment given to Aaron HaKohen was that Shaloshino, he didn't deviate. The excitement that he kindled the menorah on the first day was the excitement that he kindled it every single day of his life. Why? Because he saw every day as something completely new and fresh. So therefore, let's come back to the Kohen. Eid brings Bikurim. Bikurim is about taking the first fruits, about thanking Hashem, it's about connecting to Hashem. And we give it to the Kohen. So he explains that the Kohen is a reference, and this is how we need to serve Hashem. The Kohen is a reference to the Kohen within us. We know that one of the reasons it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, why we gis negavas and why we wash our hands every day, is because the Kohanim used to wash their hands every day in the Beis HaMikdash as a preparation to their ritual service in the Beis HaMikdash. We are the Kohen. Every day we wake up, we're a Kohen. The Kohen is going to serve Hashem. We are a Kohen serving Hashem. Says the Chumash, you should take your Bikurim, the first part of your day, right away, you should jump into it and serve Hashem and thank Hashem. Who should you do it to? Who should you take it to? Who should you connect to? The Kohen Asher Yeyeh Bayomim Mahem, the Kohen of today. That's why the Torah emphasizes that. The Kohen of today. Don't worry about the Kohen of yesterday and the Kohen of tomorrow. In other words, don't worry about the you of yesterday or the you of tomorrow. Worry about today. You're waking up, it's Elul. What can we do? Don't start thinking, yeah, but it's already past, it's a half an Elul. I didn't spend it so well. There's such, you know, all this kind of thing. Or what's going to be with the rest of Elul? Like, how can I keep doing all these wonderful things? That's not the Cheshbon. Cheshbon is today. And especially as we come into Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is Hayoyim Hazeh. Every time it says the word Hayoyim, it means Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because the way to approach Rosh Hashanah is Hayoyim. Focus on today. What mitzvah can you do today? How excited can you do today? What opportunity can you make of the day that is fresh that Hashem has given you? We do that in Rosh Hashanah, and that gives us the koyach to do the exact same thing the whole year of making every day Rosh Hashanah, making every day the day of Hayoyim. So that's one of the connections, again, between this week's parsha and leading up to Rosh Hashanah. We'll do another shiur next week in Mitzvah Hashem. It'll be just before Rosh Hashanah. And wishing everyone a great day, and of course, a ksiv v'chasimah tov.